Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com. We'll start with that Dodgers series. The boys lose 2 out of 3. Everything was going well yesterday. They had a 3-run lead through 6 innings or into the 6th inning. And then in about 9 real-life minutes, they'd given up 11 runs to the Dodgers. It's bad baseball. Another caught stealing for Jacob Young, Mark. How about another bad play in the field for Luis Garcia? And then the floodgates completely opened.
Yeah, guys, I mean, you look at that weekend as a whole, and I think it applies yesterday as well. There were times that they played really good baseball against, you know, one of the best teams out there. They won Saturday's game pretty convincingly. They barely lost Friday night's game because of a couple little things that they didn't do right. And then yesterday you saw it magnified that in the biggest moments when it really mattered, they just wilted. And that applied, you know, in the field, on the bases, and especially on the mound when you start bringing the bullpen in, and it just turned ugly after that. And so, like, on the one hand, you can say, hey, they pretty much held their own against the Dodgers, and given the state of things, that's all right. On the other hand, you say, it's time for these little things to be cleaned up. Like, you have a chance to win games against good teams. It's time for this team to start doing that themselves and start actually winning more games. I think that's where the frustration comes in.
Should folks be, I don't know what the exact word is, Mark, put out, irritated, frustrated, upset, whatever you want to call it, that they chose to pitch Kike Hernandez with a huge lead there in the 9th inning?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't sense that Davey Martinez liked it. I asked him about it. He sort of deflected it. I think he didn't want to say anything too controversial there. But, I mean, that was kind of insulting in my mind. You know, you're up 10 runs and they're saying, well, hey, we don't care. We can finish out this game without even putting a real pitcher on the mound. And then, by the way, they wound up putting a real pitcher on the mound because Kike was awful and, you know, retired, I think, one of the 6 batters that he faced. You know, my issue with it is this. I understand Dave Roberts got to manage his bullpen and take care of his guys, but they chose to throw Shohei Ohtani for 1 inning mm-hmm. yesterday in his 2nd start of the season. And that set in motion everything else, the domino effect that led to them in that spot in the 9th. If they're truly in a rough spot in their bullpen, you say, okay, we understand it. But that was kind of a self-made situation that they got themselves into. So I didn't love it. I think the whole position player pitching thing has lost all of its charm. It happens way too often. It used to be kind of fun to me. I don't enjoy it anymore because these guys go up there and they're throwing 40-mile-an-hour ethos pitches, trying not to get hurt. It just kind of makes a mockery of everything.
So I agree with the last few parts there, Mark, but I guess I'm confused. I didn't see the blowback. What was the issue? What unwritten rule was violated? I mean, isn't that common? We see that all the time in 10-run games.
When you're losing by 10 runs, but he does it when you're ahead. I don't remember how often I've seen a position player pitch up by 10 runs. And it's, you know, if you're going to do that,
okay,
fine.
But isn't it the same
fine.
Point? I mean, it's, you know, why he's got to worry about the Dodgers tomorrow, you know, less the Nationals' feelings.
No, understood. But the point is, if you're going to do that, the guy better at least be able to get 3 out.
That part I agree with.
One.
This is twice that Kike, they've had to go to a pitcher, to use, as you said, to finish it. Like, he is incapable, clearly. Stop using him. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I'd go to a different position player.
You know, there's probably someone else on the team that could get the ball over the plate.
Right. And, I don't know. I don't love it. I think it kind of turns everything into a mockery. And yes, you're right. It's Dave Roberts' job to worry about his team and setting them up, not just for that day, but the day after and beyond. You know, that's his only priority. But it did, to me, kind of come across as him saying, like, well, hey, you know, you guys aren't good enough. I'm going to throw a position play out there, and we're still going to win this game.
Mark, I want to get your insight on Nathaniel Lowe's season. We did, I'm embarrassed to admit this, about 35 minutes on Nathaniel Lowe on the Bustin' Loose Baseball podcast I do with Toby Altizer. Like, what is our life come to? And basically, is he having a good season or not? But he is basically a zero war guy. People love pointing that out. He's not as good defensively as they thought he was going to be. He's slow and not helpful on base. But he is on pace for about 27 homers and 100 runs batted in. And they've had 3 guys do that, named Rendon, Soto, and Zimmerman since Adam LaRoche in 2011. That doesn't grow on trees. And for a team that has had RBI leaders and offensive leaders in the 50 and 60 RBIs like Joey Meneses the last couple of years, I'm unwilling to just look at the WAR and say this guy's not that helpful in a clubhouse with no veterans. What do you make of his season? And then also, he's controlled through next year. Is it a lock that he'll be back? Is there a chance that like a guy like him could be non-tendered? And if that's the case, should they consider possibly putting him on the trade market? I know there's a lot of different angles there.
Yeah, there is. I could see how you went 35 minutes on it. Al Galdi and I didn't go quite that far on Nats Chat this morning, but we did about 5 minutes on the same subject.
That's probably more reasonable.
you're 100% right. I mean, you don't just hit 27 homers driving 100 runs, which is what he's on pace for. Like that, to me, that still matters. And the overall numbers, I was surprised by the defensive metrics because just watching him, it feels like he's been better than that. But I feel like he's been sort of exactly what they wanted him to be when they got him. You know, he's not the star of the team. He shouldn't be the guy batting third or fourth probably for them. But in this lineup, he is. And he comes up with guys on base all the time. And he's done a pretty good job of driving them in. I think the question beyond this year is, you know, they took him to arbitration last winter. He's probably going to make $13, $14 million, somewhere in that range next year. Are you going to do better than that? You know, or if you're going to, if you decide, hey, we're not going to spend that kind of money, where else are you getting that kind of production from? So I think if this is a team that believes finally that it may be trying to win next year, I think you could do a lot worse than Nathaniel Lowe for $13, $14 million. Now, if they're not thinking in those terms, then I do think you have to consider what you could get for him this summer, because the last thing you want to do is non-tender him, get nothing in return. If there's a market for him, and it's kind of like Lane Thomas last summer, they got a good package for him. So I'd be interested to see what you could get for him this summer. But my preference, I think what he's done and where the team is at right now, that I think you should bring him back at that kind of salary, because I think he's helpful to your team.
Mark, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.